First, we take a look at Gordon Brown, who's in Washington, D.C. We want to welcome to the program Philip Stevens, associate editor of the Financial Times, who we're very grateful to have with us to talk about this visit to Washington, D.C. by the British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown. He used to be Chancellor of the Exchequer, so he knows all about the U.K. economy. And I suspect, Philip Stevens, that's going to be on the mind of the U.K. Prime Minister as he sits down with Barack Obama, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think it's at the very top of his mind. Now, I mean, these meetings are always a bit more important for British prime ministers than they are for American presidents. I mean, ever since we lost our empire half a century ago, we get a bit neurotic about how seriously we're taken in Washington.
How did you do that, lose the empire? I mean, it is a huge thing, you know, to lose.
Well, it was a big thing. As I remember, one or two American presidents helped us along the way on that. But this meeting matters a lot for Gordon Brown because he's hosting this this big summit in London at the beginning of April called the G20 Summit, when leaders from all over the world, from China and Russia, as well as from the Western industrial countries, are getting together in London to see if they can fix the global financial system. And this meeting can be a success only if President Obama engages and puts, if you like, America's weight behind it. So far, he hasn't. Gordon Brown will be saying to him today, look, we've got to make this summit a success for America's good as well as the world's.
Now, is it possible, because if you look at the sort of numbers in the UK, the economic situation there conceivably is more dire than it is in the United States, even than other places in Europe. The financial sort of stability in the city seems to have taken a real hit, particularly because it was dependent so much on investments from Asia. Is there any suspicion that Gordon Brown might be whispering in Barack Obama's ear some looming difficulties for the UK economy in the months ahead?
Well, there clearly are difficulties, and we've had a lot of problems with our banks, but so's the U.S. We've seen the U.S. government take that big stake in Citibank last week. So I think Gordon Brown will be saying, look, these are shared problems. Our two financial systems have been hit more badly than others around the world. But, I mean, I was in Japan last week, and their economy is sinking even faster. So this really is a global problem, and this will be Gordon Brown's message will be, look, we can get out of this together, or we can stay in this mess together. But above all, the U.S. has to lead not just in getting its own economy sorted out, but leading a global effort. I think that's an important message. And I think the British are fairly optimistic that Mr. Obama will listen, because the summit in London will be his first foreign trip, as it were,
right,
his first big summit. So he's going to want to, if you like, show the folks back home that he's made a success of it. That's what the British are hoping for anyway.
This is an official visit, not a state visit. What's the difference?
Well, the difference is that actually Gordon Brown isn't a head of state. He's a head of government.
I see.
Here in the UK, we still have a queen who's our head of state. So we can't have state visits unless it's the queen.
I see. And who knows? Maybe she'll come because she's got all that money. You know, maybe she could make a deposit at AIG or something and help
World. I think even for the queen, times are tough.
Yes, indeed. Philip
Stevens. She's got all those investments.
Indeed.